systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
So here we are, another new episode of Hello from Mars. I decided since the last one I was looking like Kelly, I might as well look like Bill this time.
Everyone might as well look like the Fleece Fellas. Drip check certified. That's right. Fresh from Walmart. You know
this
it.
This is from Black Walmart too, actually. Is it? Yeah.
High five. Yeah. Look at us go.
This is, I was like all excited because this is like a decent brand too. It's like Levi brand or something. And it was like $20.
This was $20. I don't know what brand it was, but it says New York on the chest. And I am from the great state of New York, mm-hmm. upstate that is. So I don't. My brother-in-law, who's from England, found one and was like, oh, I'm getting this. And I was like, then my youngest brother, Mark, was like, I'm getting one too. And I was like, well, how can I not be the third Fleece Fella?
It's true. So it's true.
There we go.
And now I'm the female version because mine's a different brand.
Yeah. And we're cozy down here.
And because it's the basement and it's chilly and I'm always.
That's why I wore this. I was like, you know what? I can get away with putting it on. I won't necessarily have to zip it. Oh, can you do this?
Well, I don't have a zipper, but I have buttons.
And so the answer is no.
Well, it's fine.
This is bonus content for people who watch the video, by the way.
I know, right?
I like to provide incentives.
Welcome, Bill. It's been a minute.
Thank you. It's great to be back down here in the Hello from Mars studio. Do you have a name for your, like, can we call it the Fleece Fellas studio? You know how we used to be like
for
the Ronald McDonald House Charities Studios.
Yeah, it could be the Fleece Brothers. Yeah, I'll
not
be
that they're affiliated with this organization, mm-mm. but you know, I feel like it's never a bad idea to plug a children's hospital charity
it's
necessarily.
True. It's
you,
true.
You know,
no, they do good things. They do exactly. fantastic so. Things. So it's been rough, especially the last like 24 hours. I mean, by the time this episode comes out, it's gonna be like a week later. But Bob Saget has left us.
What in the world?
I don't know, but it was bad enough that we lost Betty White right as the year was ending, though she went out in style. I mean, we celebrated her
being
for
Betty
New Year's
White.
Eve. But I just like ever she goes out on the biggest party night of the year, I feel
yeah.
like, you know. So it's like she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
But then you've got the year beginning and we lose everybody's favorite TV dad with Bob Saget. I don't know, like that situation's just crazy to me because like there was no foul play, there was no drugs found, he was just found dead in his hotel room, so in Orlando. Did you see too, like he had posted on Instagram
his tour dates?
Well, it wasn't even the tour dates, he had just had a show the night before.
Yeah.
And he had posted himself like on the balcony of the hotel or whatever and saying how great the audience was. That was like 3:45 Sunday morning. He was found dead Sunday night.
Jeez. Yeah,
like,
no,
you just never know.
I didn't see his Instagram, but I was looking at his Twitter and he was all about like being so excited to be back on the road.
He was supposed to be coming here.
Yeah, to Rochester. I saw that.
No, he was supposed to be coming to the Funny Bone.
Wait,
here.
Really? I didn't know
yes.
that. That wasn't on his little
yes.
graphic. But
isn't that nuts? So yeah, I mean, you just
that's
never
sad.
Know. But so that being said, you know, somebody had thrown this out there on Twitter. And this was just when Betty White had passed, but with Betty White gone, who is the coolest person/celebrity still roaming the earth?
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I was trying to think of everybody who's like super, super old. Like here's,
here's the first person that popped in my
right.
head. It was cool.
But so like, and this one popped in my head, and actually Jess had texted me last night and she goes, if 2022 takes Mr. Feeney, I'm done.
Mm.
And you know what? His name, by the way, his real name, not just Mr. Feeney, William Daniels is 94 years old. So
I'm going to pull up the notes
not looking
that
good.
You sent me because you sent me a list of all of the people that you were considering.
Yeah. Considering, yeah. Well, these were, again, all the oldest people I can think of that were just like awesome.
Clint Eastwood's a good one.
Yeah.
But you know who's not on your list?
What's that?
That's right. Tommy Lee Jones, other man in black.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He is old.
I just thought of Will Smith and then I thought of Tommy Lee Jones. Let's hold on. Let me pull out my Google machine real quick and just fill some dead air while I punch some letters into my keyboard. Tommy Lee Jones is an American actor and film director, according to Wikipedia. Born September 5th, 1946, age 75. He's not actually as old as I thought he was.
Well, you know what, though?
Pushing into his 80s.
I honestly, when somebody, because one of the first names I saw that popped up when that person had put that on Twitter was Dolly Parton. And I always think that she's a lot older than she is, but she's only 75 as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because they were like in their middle age as we were growing up?
Maybe.
So we think of them.
Right.
Like, when you're young, you think of somebody in their 40s or 50s as like, oh, that's an old person.
Well, it's just like they've been around for longer than we've been around.
Right. Yeah.
You
they've
know?
Been relevant since before we knew what relevant was.
Right. Which is kind of like why I feel like somebody like Betty White affected everybody, because she's literally been here longer than sliced bread.
Right.
You know, so the fact that now she's gone is like, okay, well, why are we existing?
The biggest problem I have with Betty White is that they were making a big deal about her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
Regal and Fandango were like, we're going to celebrate Betty White's 100th birthday. And we saw that when we went to go see Spider-Man just before Christmas, or it was just after Christmas. So it was a few days before she died. And I was there with my fiance, and we both had the same thought. I was like, what if she doesn't make it to this? And then, of course, she didn't. So
but
it's
see,
like,
I'm not even upset with Regal, because I feel like, yes, you should plan the milestone celebration. People Magazine celebrated it and had the stupid issue on the stands before the birthday hit. They should have printed it the week of her birthday.
Conspiracy theory time. What if they killed her to sell more magazines and sell more tickets?
Well,
because they knew that more people would want to show up if she was already dead.
I will say it worked, because I bought the magazine and I got my tickets already. So
irrefutable, incontrovertible proof right here.
It's true. It's true. All right. Well, when it comes to celebrity deaths, has there ever been one that hit you real hard?
Yeah, there have been a couple, actually. And only in recent years, because again, we're going back to like when you're in your like early 20s and people are old enough to die. It's like they were so old that they didn't necessarily have that much impact on your life. Of course, I guess probably the first one, and this is, I don't want to say cliche, but like Robin Williams, right? That was very sad. It was out of nowhere. You know, whenever somebody takes their own life, it's really extremely sad and you know, very dark. And just thinking about the circumstances surrounding that and like how depressed he was,
and nobody really knew about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one, but probably the most profound, like the, well, I have a list because, you know, I did my prep, but Adam West was the first one that I really,
Batman.
Yeah, in the summer of 2017, I believe it was. And because
you met him, didn't you?
I met him in 1997 or 96 or 97 at a toy show out in Syracuse. And my dad was always a big fan of the, you know, the 60s Batman show that he was on. So I grew up watching that. So I was like, this is a guy who I've seen since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I met him personally, very nice dude. And so that was like, I was like, wow, that was the first one that like got me right in my chest. The first one. And then you had this, these are probably the two most profound were the back to back within 2 weeks of each other in 2018 was Stan Lee and Steven Hillenburg. They actually died 2 weeks apart. Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel Comics, and Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob. And there was this meme that I saw. It wasn't a meme. It was a drawing where, so like I said, they died 2 weeks apart. And it's a picture of SpongeBob and Spider-Man sitting on a log. And I can send this to you so you can pop it up on the screen so everybody else can cry along with me, because this actually made me tear up. Big, big, strong, manly man that I am. It made my eyes sweat a little bit. But it was SpongeBob, and they both had their backs to the camera. But you can see that SpongeBob has like his face in his hands and he's crying, and Spider-Man's like got his arm around his shoulder because he's like, I've been there, brother. And it makes me sad just to think about it right now. So
yeah.
I'm going to look away whenever you do put it up on the screen.
Well, there was one that just popped up with Betty White that I shared on Instagram, because it was her like going to the pearly gates. You know, there's somebody getting ready to check her in at the gate. And it says, how loved you must be that at 99, people think you were taken too soon. Mm. Like, I'm like, oh, the reality there, not many people are that loved by so many people, you know, like usually there's like a whole handful, if not half the world hates you, the other half loves you.
Right.
Everybody loves Betty White. So like, yeah, that one was crazy. For me, I mean, there were probably a couple before this, but I was on the air and I think I told you like when Michael Jackson died you know, he's obviously a very controversial, you know, person, but for me, he was the first person I can remember trying to emulate as a kid. You know, the shy little kid that I always was, I would still, with my parents and my grandparents or whatever, I'd go throw on like Billie Jean or something, and I'd come out and I'd just be in my socks on the hardwood floor. I'd get my white batting glove from softball. I'd pull out a hat and I'd do my Michael Jackson impersonations. That was like my first kind of way of entertaining people. So, you know, and
can I get a hee hee?
Yeah. But I mean, just Jackson 5 and everything. Like I mean, that was one of my first CDs that I actually bought with my own money. It was like a compilation of the Jackson 5. So when he passed, I mean, I think like I kept it together, composed on the air, but I think like my voice may have cracked at some point, you know, just because it's like, holy shit. Like nobody really expected that to happen. You know, it was just out of nowhere.
Can you say that word on this show?
I can, because it's my because it's my show. Yeah. The other one, well, there's been like a couple random, and this one's going to seem like completely out of the blue, but I don't know if you remember Michael Johns from American Idol. He did come through the building at one point when we were both working at Fly, and he was Nana's boyfriend. Like yes, but here's the thing. For American Idol, for the longest time, she always went back to him and would say, he's my boyfriend. Okay. Didn't matter what season it was. And he was this, you know, I think he made to like top 7 or something from Australia. But he came through the building and I actually had him cut a line and it said that he, you know, this is Michael Johns, AKA Nana's boyfriend. And I mean, she was over the moon and he actually had a brain aneurysm. And all of a sudden, somebody had sent me the article and I was like, oh my God, like, because it's one thing if it's just somebody that you've watched on TV, but like, I actually hung out with him, you know, and like that hits much different,
right.
You know, so that one sucked. But you know, there's a lot of people on this list and I'm just hoping that 2022, kind of stays kind. I don't even want to mention them. I don't want to mention any other ones, cause I just don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. I feel you.
You know,
well, that was the whole thing. That was the Betty White thing. It was like, you, even if this isn't a hit job, now you jinxed it.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Hey, good job, people.
Way to go, people. Fandango, come at me. at Billy Kid Radio on Twitter if you want to start some internet beef.
Only him, not
anyone.
Me.
Yeah, just me. Anybody else who wants
start
to
beef with him.
Fight. I love fighting on the internet.
I don't.
So
I no, save the drama for your
cheers.
Mom. Okay. Yep. Cheers. So you know, I did throw it out there knowing that you were going to be coming back on the show. Like, if anybody wanted something specific, like to ask you and Gordon. You know, Gordon, who is very faithful and loyal to every single episode and everything that I post.
Shout out to Gordon.
And he loves you so, so much.
Thank you, Gordon. I love you too.
But who doesn't? Let's face it. But he knows that both of us are always going to the gym. So he wanted to know if we had any like crazy gym stories. And I know that you do, because here's the difference is like, I go and I'm by myself and I just put my, like, you know, my earbuds in and I just go, but you like go and you have like a party.
Yep.
You always go with a crew and then you're taking random pictures and you know, you're just taking up some space. So what kind of craziness has ensued at Planet Fitness in Albany?
Well, I feel like not to get too self-absorbed, but I feel like when we go to the gym, like you mentioned, we're kind of having a party, and we've talked about this before. We usually go with a group of people.
Yeah.
And
I've gone once, but I can't do what you do. I have my own medical limitations. So
Daryl has said on a number of occasions that like, we're the only ones here having fun. Like everybody else is working out, but we're here to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we're not exclusively to have a good time, but we like to like joke around and we like to do.
If you were exclusively having a good time, you would still look like you did.
Right.
Spherical. 2, 3, 4 years ago. Well, not spherical,
no,
but
I was definitely,
but there were no guns, which you can't see under this, but they're there.
Chubstitute on me. I feel like probably more often than not, we are other people's crazy gym story with some of the antics that we're pulling. Like we always, every year on December 23rd, we go work out in Santa hats. And that's not, there were fewer people there this year, but like in years prior, it'd be like, oh dude, sweet hats, you're working out with those the whole time. Like, yeah, we are. Cause we're hard like that. But, most of the stuff that I've seen, I wish I could say that I've seen people like swinging from the cable machines, like Spider-Man, like you'll see these.
Well,
things
yeah,
on
you
Instagram.
See these. Yeah. I mean, there's tons of them on TikTok of people that don't know how to use
like
the equipment,
gym fails.
You know, and I will say this, like people just sign up for their membership at Planet Fitness and nobody's like walking you through and showing you how to use anything. So you kind of have to make it up as you see it displayed on the side of any machine.
Yeah. And
so
no disrespect for the hustle, like the people, excuse me. Oh, woo. Hold on.
What's in that cup? Oh, right.
There we go. No. Did you catch that?
Hey.
Did the mic, is this mic on?
No.
Is this the really nice one?
Yeah, but it's not.
Did you catch that?
It's not connected to that.
What?
No, we're using Zoom.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you catch that? I trimmed my mustache. You know what? Let me tell you something real quick. These ring lights really highlight every imperfection on your face.
Well, so, if you get that damn close to the freaking computer, yeah.
So, anyway, let me get back on track.
Stay back here where everything looks flawless.
Yeah, that's right. If you could just get me as far away as possible, I will look acceptable. All the stories that I have are kind of more interaction based at the gym. And I have three. Well, okay. I guess this one kind of qualifies as a gym fail. There was a guy who used to work out at Planet Fitness, and he looked like dollar store Hulk Hogan. And so this is when I used to go with Steven, and we would go in like the middle of the afternoon. And because he was kind of saggy, but was still sort of the general, he had like the long blonde hair, and Steven would call him Terry Hogan. And he used to go up to the dumbbell racks, and the heaviest dumbbells they have at Planet Fitness are 75 pounds. And he used to curl them. And I, for those who are not watching on YouTube, I am doing big boy finger quotes when I say
big
curl
boy.
Them. He would kind of stand up, and this is where I recommend you go to youtube.com/HelloFromMarsPodcast so you can see. He would stand there with the weights in his hands and just kind of swing them back and forth like this. And he looked like he was skiing, and he he would never really lift them up, but you could tell what he was attempting to do was hammer curls like this. But curling 75 pounds, that is a ludicrous amount of weight to try to curl. And I'm not asking for any gym bros to be like, bro, that's nothing. I curl 95 every day.
300
no, you
every
don't.
Day.
No, you don't. Stop that. Okay. That is ridiculous. So it's understandable that he wouldn't be able to curl 75 pounds, but at that point, don't try. Just put him down, get a weight that you can actually, you know, that's a reasonable struggle to get up. Number two, and this is my favorite story. This is where I put this smack in the middle.
Yeah.
This happened about 2 years ago. So it's right before COVID times. It's me, Daryl, Brandon, and it might've been just the three of us. Steven might've been there. And we are using, there's a curl machine towards the front where it's, there's a separate bar for each arm.
Yeah.
And so Brandon sits down in the machine. He's got the grips in his hand, and he is tensing up, getting ready to lift them when this guy comes up and goes, bro, are you using that? And it was like, yes, literally about to start a set here.
Literally,
what do you mean?
Sitting down,
are you using
the machine?
That? So that has become a meme amongst us that, you know, if as soon as when somebody is about to start their set, you ask them, are you using that?
Hey, you can use that.
Like, do you have eyeballs, my good sir? And then the final story that I'll leave you with is this actually just happened this past Friday. I went into the locker room, and there was a
my
guy,
favorite is, oh my God, I've got a story.
Yeah, I sent a text. I was like, don't let me forget about this. There's a guy changing, looks like he had just gotten out of the shower, and he was just like popping tags right there, like brand new stuff all from Marshalls, like maybe it was from TJ Maxx because that's right around the corner from Planet Fitness, but he was putting on some fresh threads, right? And I'm giving him space because he's got this setup on the bench. And even though my locker was right across from his bench, I was like, I'm going to move out of his way. I'm going to be courteous and let him do his thing. So Michael and I start packing up. We take our gym picture, customary gym picture. You got to do it every time.
Yeah, there's usually a pose where it's like,
yeah, and that's what I mean when I say we're usually the ones, like, we're the ones taking pictures and
you know, you're
hanging
back
on equipment
to back,
where we're not
like,
supposed to be. Yeah. Right, like fleece fellas, like that. Yeah. That can be your thumbnail. So we're about to leave, and this guy, the locker room has, there were a bunch of other people, but they left, and I'm packing up my bag to walk out, and this guy looks at me and goes, you guys follow football at all? And I was like, no, not really. And he's like, oh, well, the Titans. And I'm like, wait a second, hang on. He starts telling me about the Titans. And this guy, and I can't remember the player's name. I wish I could, because I don't follow football. But as soon as I walked out of the locker room, I was like, Michael, do you remember that guy's name that he was talking about? And he was like, nope, sure don't. But he was like, this guy, he was like, I know he ran for 2,000 yards, which is the most in NFL history. This guy starts going off, but we got this guy who's run for 2,000 yards, most in NFL history. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. And he's telling me about the Titans. I was like, so I'm trying to be friendly, because this guy just starts talking to me out of nowhere. And I was like, so you got any connection to Tennessee? And he was like, nope, that's just my team. And I was like,
just love the Titans.
Okay. And I was like, so, well, when the Titans go away, I'll say I heard it from you first. And he was like, oh, is it the seventh? And I was like, I looked at my phone. I'm like, yeah. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, well, I just looked at my phone and verified. So yes. And he goes, oh, it's my niece's 13th birthday. And I was like, oh, well, tell your niece I said happy birthday. And he's like, oh, man, I got to get out of here. And so I start walking. I was like, okay, I'm going to exit this conversation real quick. And I was like, well, what's your name? And he was like, you just call me Jay. And I was like, all right, Jay, I'm Bill. Nice to meet you. And I extend my hand. And he's like, nah, we're good, man. And I was like, oh, okay, fist bump then. Maybe he's afraid of catching some germs, whatever. He's like, oh, no. And I was like, okay, maybe we'll hit him with the COVID elbow. And he's like, nah, no offense, man. We're good. We just do like this. And I was like, okay. And as I walked out, I was like, and that is the last time I ever try to be friendly with somebody who just asked me if I follow football. And when I say no, start telling me about football anyway. And Michael was like, I'm going to just walk up to somebody and say, hey, do you follow magic? And when they say no, I'm just going to start telling them a story about how I negated a Revel in Riches one time. And which is a meme in the magic community, by the way, if you're not familiar. I think of Daryl and how he just effortlessly speaks to these people that he doesn't know. And I try to be friendly on the same level, and it just doesn't work.
Well, I think, you know, in a lot of cases for Daryl, I mean, he's just constantly talking to people.
Yeah.
And that's just his job. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, so for him, that just happens rather naturally. For you, I mean, people just start talking. He probably just thought, look at this really masculine dude with his mustache.
Well, yeah, I guess the mustache could
he must follow football.
Right.
What do you mean you don't? Oh my God, dude, the Titans. Mm-hmm. The Titans.
The Titans of all teams. How could you not follow? Being from New York, how could you not follow the Tennessee Titans?
How could you not? So
I did drive through Tennessee a year and a half ago.
Beautiful place. So
it's kind of smelly, to be honest. It smelled like a fart when I tried.
That's what I feel about Troy. When I was living in Boston, you know, it was like as soon as I would hit South Troy, I'm like, oh, I'm home. Smells like a giant fart. Yeah. So cool. So for me, the only gym stories I really have are from when I was in Boston. So like when I was living in Quincy, Mass, and I, you know, I'm usually when people say they're not being racist, they're being racist. But in this, in this case, like they call Quincy the Asian invasion. So it's a lot of like older Asian folk and literally would come to the gym in jeans. Like, I mean, they're just working out in jeans and I'm just going, Walmart's around the corner, just buy a pair of sweatpants. Why is this so hard? Or there was another guy, you know how in like cartoons, you would see like this old, it would be like an old man cartoon and somebody really piss him off, right? And all of a sudden he just like blows into his thumb and all of a sudden muscles come, you know, that was this one old guy, right? And I mean, he walked around like, I mean, he couldn't put his arms down. And I'm like, what is happening here? You do not look, your face doesn't match your body at all. And I remember one day I was doing like side bends. And, you know, I got my weights, not 75 pounders, but like, you know, 25, but you know, I'm doing my side bends and I got my earbuds in and he's just looking at me and he goes, you got good form. And I was like, cool, old guy. I'm going to go back to listening to Hanson or
back
something.
To your, get back to your good form.
Get back to my Backstreet Boys and my earphones. So yeah. But you know, speaking of the earphones, you just got some AirPods.
Yes, I did. And I actually wanted to bring that up, but I hadn't even mentioned it to you. You kind of read my mind. I'm all bougie now. I got AirPods for Christmas, which may be the single most expensive Christmas gift I have ever received.
Just out of curiosity, like true on Apple AirPods?
Yes, Apple, okay. Gen 3 Apple AirPods. They're from Ashley, my fiance. Just a shout out because she's trying to, she's got a push to make me bougie.
These are also things that have happened since the last time he was on the podcast, where it's
true.
Like, he's admitting that he has a girlfriend, but not just a girlfriend. They got engaged.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't know if you were going to bring it up, but you know, because you said fiance twice now, I might as well be like, congratulations.
I know that she's very excited. I say that as though I'm not. I know. Well, I know at least she's excited about it. No, I'm very excited too, but I know that she's really like she loves planning the wedding.
Yeah.
And so like, I don't want to sit here and act like I'm embarrassed about it. Like, you know, well, I'm just
as excited because I am a part of the hottest thruple ever. So,
I mean, duh.
So, well, you got all bougie, you got all Apple, AirPods. I got like Belkin. So they were still just as expensive. Mm. They were like, I don't know, $30 cheaper. But yeah, I also,
well, $30 makes all the difference.
I also became bougie. what's that like? I don't even know. Like, I feel weird. Yeah, like, I have them in my ears and I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't have this.
When you're like, ooh, I can listen to music.
Phone right here on this treadmill and I could walk across the gym.
I could just throw it like a football to the Tennessee Titans and I can still listen to my music.
That's just letting you know that both versions of these AirPods are delightful.
Well, I mean, I had, before I have the legitimate name brand Apple AirPods, I had a pair of earbuds. Why? I was like, Airbud is a movie about a dog that plays basketball.
Did you have the cheap version?
$5. Actually,
awful.
They were from Dollar Tree. Because they have stores that have Dollar Tree Plus, which is basically like Five Below. And they were $5. And I used them and they were actually very solid.
Yeah.
So that's
the ones that I had gotten from Five Below were trash.
Five Below, I will say, I have gotten some wireless earbuds from there, and I took them back because they were trash. Mm. But for some reason, the Dollar Tree ones, they were not, the sound quality was like, there was no, it wasn't very rich sound, not a lot of bass, but it wasn't horrible, like muffled, garbled, like you could, he was just a little tinny.
Yeah.
And for $5, I mean, you know, you're getting what you pay for. But just all that to say, like, no disrespect if you're on a budget. I'm not trying to sit here on my golden throne of AirPods.
Like, we've been on a budget. Yeah. Like, this dude hasn't had a job in how long?
Over 2 years.
Yeah. So, like, clearly on a budget.
Right, exactly.
but now, bougie.
Right. And I got a Philips Sonicare toothbrush.
Who are you?
And let me tell you, I have never known clean teeth before I used my Philips Sonicare tooth. Also from Ashley, by the way, credit where credit is due.
You know
why?
She
gave me that for Christmas.
Because she wants you to be on her level now,
right,
is what it is.
She raises me up.
Thank God.
So I can stand on mountains. Sing it, Josh.
Oh, geez. I can't believe you just did that. That's, you know, I was going to say like recent splurges, but that wasn't even a splurge for you.
Right. Yeah. So. Recent splurges. I mean, I kind of ball out for Christmas. That's one
Your
thing
recent
I do every
splurge
year.
Was an engagement ring. Who are we kidding?
Oh yeah. How could I forget? I guess I don't think of that as a splurge. I just think of that as like, this is
an investment.
Yeah. Like kind of a purchase that comes with like the natural like progression of life in a sense, as I mean, not that I ever thought I would have opportunity to buy an engagement ring necessarily, but now that I have, I was like, yeah, I mean, that was something I was going to do eventually, you know. Not, I don't want to frame it like something that was something I had to do, because, you know, that's not how it is, I promise. It's just how it goes.
Yeah. And I still take credit with part of that ring, because, you know, I definitely have bought you a meal or two.
Right.
So
you've bought me a number of meals in the last couple of months. And every time you're like, oh no, it's for your birthday. Yeah. Oh no, you just bought an engagement ring, so you can't afford to eat. Oh no, it's Christmas time. Oh no, Easter's coming.
Yeah.
So like,
it's the day after Tuesday.
I have a job and you don't. It's like flexing on it.
Well, that's not flexing, because I have like 10 jobs and you don't.
That's
true.
You have 10 times the number of jobs that I have.
So yeah, I'm helping with your investment.
Right. And I appreciate it.
No, you're so
truly
welcome.
Truly
so welcome. So as we are going on here with 2022, it's still very early. I wanted to help have you help make some predictions.
Yes,
of the
I
year
don't believe that Betty White is going to make it
some celebrities. So that one worked out, didn't it? So predictions for the year. Will Justin Bieber become a dad?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because that's weird.
I mean, eventually it's going to happen.
Well,
you just don't think this year?
Never say never.
Baby, 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 no.
Get it?
No.
With Justin Bieber jokes flying back and forth.
I know. It's
here.
Like, it's unstoppable.
Yeah, I would say baby, 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 no.
No.
Maybe. Who knows?
Okay.
How long has he been married? Like three years?
Two, three years now? 2 years, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like in that amount of time, if you want to have a baby, you will. So it's really just up to, not necessarily, I don't want to speak for everybody here, but yeah, it's up to them. Like unless they're having problems, you know, it's up to whether or not they really, has he spoken out about wanting to have a kid?
I think initially it was like, we want to wait. And then a few months later it was, we're trying.
So they want to make his dad a grandfather at like the ripe old age of 42 or whatever he is.
Probably. All right. So Britney is free. We know this. So do we think a new album is coming? We'll start with that one. Do you think a new Britney album will be coming anytime soon?
No. I think that maybe she probably wants to. This is pure speculation on my part. I am not in on the Britney code like you guys were, but. I would think that she might want to take some time off of, you know, working.
That's the thing is she has taken time off because she was like refusing to do anything while her dad was in charge.
Okay.
Like that was, so that then, was
okay. Then maybe let me retract that and say, yes, absolutely. Because now she's going to want to work for herself and be able to kind of make her own terms.
Okay.
So and there we go.
What do you think? Is she going to get married or have a baby first with Sam?
I'll say get married first.
Okay.
I think she's a good old country girl from Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken.
She is from
There's
Louisiana.
My Louisiana accent, my Louisiana accent.
Louisiana.
And she's going to get her buttermilk chicken. She didn't even get to eat her buttermilk chicken with Justin Timberlake in that Lifetime movie that we watched at your house like 3 or 4 years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago now. Wow. Man, time flies. But yeah, I think she'll get married before she pops out anymore. They have children anymore. Cajun children.
Cajun.
It's Louisiana.
Oh,
you know,
right. New Orleans. Right. Okay, I got you. Olivia Rodrigo, is she going to stay on top of the world or is she going to have that second album, Sophomore Slump?
Yes, I'm so glad you said Sophomore Slump because that was what I had to look up before we started the podcast. I wanted to verify that I was correct in my recollection that on Fall Out Boy's second album, From Under the Cork Tree, they have a song called Sophomore Slump or Comeback of the Year. And I thought, you know what? That was their second album. And that was a humongous hit. So I am going to base my prediction purely on the fact that Fall Out Boy's second album was wildly successful. And I will say no Sophomore Slump for Olivia Rodrigo. It's going to be massive success. Bang, zoom to the moon. That's a Honeymooners reference, by the way.
Yeah, that's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
Who this year do you think will have a gigantic comeback? Is there anybody that you feel like has fallen off the face of the planet who's all of a sudden going to be right in our face again?
Tommy Lee Jones.
That just because you mentioned it before.
Yes.
Okay.
That's called a callback. do I have a legitimate answer for this? Nope, I don't.
I don't think I do either, honestly.
Britney Spears, let's say she puts out that album and gets to do whatever she wants with it. And now, I mean, what is it? Christina Aguilera just turned 41, so she's old. And she's never gonna mount anything anymore. So
that's why
Spears,
she put her tatas out on Instagram.
So Britney Spears is going to be claim the throne once and for all.
Once again. I'm thinking maybe Rihanna. Rihanna never obviously left, like she's been doing other things, but people have literally been asking her, yo, Rihanna, when are you going to drop that album for like 9 years?
We haven't heard from her like in
musically
a while.
In a really long time. So, that wouldn't be surprising to me if all of a sudden we get that secret drop.
Mm-hmm.
I know Justin Timberlake has been working on music and I was hoping that was going to come pretty soon, but then that Janet Jackson documentary came out and he's like, I'm going to hold off on that. Though I still think he's getting a lot of shit when he doesn't deserve it at this point, especially for Janet, because she was in on that.
Yeah,
come on.
Let's...
Like that was not something that was not planned.
Right.
That Super Bowl incident. The media just happened to be harsher to her than him.
Yeah.
That's not his fault. That's nobody's fault. That's the media's fault.
Right. Yeah, so, absolutely.
So there you go. Who will we find out that Bennifer got secretly hitched?
No.
No?
No. I don't know. It's just something in my gut. Something in my gut says, Benny boy, don't go back to that well. All that's there is pain. You drop that bucket in, you draw that up, and you're going to come out
dry.
Nothing but hurt feelings.
Dry. And one final little inkling here. Will Kim and Kanye get back together?
I actually put legitimate on.
Or will Kim go all the way with Pete Davidson? That's a dream.
That's
a dream right there.
That is a cartoon scenario.
I love him. I don't know why. I just do. I feel like he's the relatable dude that like literally anybody can be like, yeah, he's like my dude.
Yeah, like, I like Pete Davidson a lot. I hear like some of the hate that he gets, and I'm like,
I don't get the hate.
Why though? Yeah, like what? Because he looks kind of funny, but like,
yeah, but he looks funny because he's sick. He's got Crohn's disease.
Yeah,
or something.
So it's he's like on top of that, he's like tall and lanky and stuff. But it's like, so what? I mean, I think he's funny, and people are like, he's not funny, and I'm like,
I think he's funny, and I think he's cute. Yeah. Like so. I have no hate for him getting all these hotties.
I would like to see Pete Davidson go to Cougar Town officially with Kim Kardashian. I don't think it will happen. I feel like that's more of a publicity thing than anything. I don't think that she and Kanye will get back, because I do think Kim needs to skedaddle on to husband number four at some point or another. And I feel like the Kanye West is like a walking meme. And I feel like she has just had enough of that, like enough of the let's say enough of the wiling out in her life. I just don't see her really tolerating that any longer than she already has.
I kind of feel like that's a prediction. She's going to end up with Nick Cannon.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Foreshadowing.
Oh, so now we've got the super marriage of Kanye West and Mariah Carey.
Oh.
And we get All I Want for Christmas Crazy Is You Divas. Featuring Kanye West.
Oh, I don't. Nah.
I want to see it. I'm asking for it.
I don't even know. All right. How about predictions for you for this year?
I'd like to get a job.
Okay.
So that'd be nice. And then, geez, I mean, with the trajectory that I'm on, who knows? I may have an Apple Watch by the end of the year. I hope not. I've got my like Gen 2 Fitbit on right now, which
just
is
saying, Ashley, I hope you're watching.
Even that, she gave me this. This is secondhand for her. She got this in like 2017, and I just use it to, you know, track my
But he's just throwing out what he wants, you know? He's just throwing it out.
No. This isn't my wish list. Like I'm saying, I don't really want an Apple Watch. We were actually just talking about this last night about how they like, you buy an Apple product and then you realize that you can't live without it. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to have to be that way with an Apple Watch. Like I've got all the Apple things I need right now. So other than that, I just want to be able to bench my body weight for reps, which I may be able to do right now. But I guess I would say on a free weight bench, like all they have at Planet Fitness is a Smith machine. So.
Well, goals and gains.
Yeah, maybe I can do it right now. I don't know. I need to push myself. In the words of Corbin Bleu, push it to the limit, because we're in it to win it.
Is that a High School Musical reference?
No, it's from it's from a movie about, it is a Disney Channel movie from the early 2000s about jump rope. Hold on. Pause the podcast real quick. Push it to the limit. I'm feeling dead air. Push it to the limit. Corbin Bleu.
I think I do remember. There was like jump something, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
We're making progress. Yeah. Jump In. You were right.
I was.
Jump In. That's the name of the movie.
It has an exclamation point, right?
Yes.
I remember the cover of the soundtrack.
So this is.
Look at his hair.
This is Corbin Bleu from the, it was released in November of 2006. So this is basically riding the High School Musical hype wave.
Yeah,
in January of 2006.
Well, that makes sense.
But yeah, the catchy track, honestly, I got to put it on my Spotify playlist. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm going to have to follow you. You forgot.
I brought my props and I didn't even use them. Okay.
Well, okay.
Can I just real quick.
Yeah.
Before we wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was on the podcast, I believe it was last time, we had a conversation about how you use this, I want to say, in some of your promo material about how I'm never doing a weed. You made a little meme.
Yeah,
out
I told
of
you
it.
I was
yes.
going to.
And so
never doing a weed.
Yeah, exactly. For Christmas, this cross stitch.
Who did that?
Ashley.
Oh my God.
She thought that was so funny that she cross stitched. I am never doing a weed. And you know what? To this day, I still haven't done a weed. And I can tell you for certain that I am never doing a weed. And for anybody who couldn't see, just go to youtube.com/HelloFromMars podcast and you can see this lovely handiwork from my fiance, Ashley. And also the other prop that I got.
Who apparently is incredibly talented.
She is. She's the best. But I'm going to just put, I'm not even going to do a segue. She gave me this awesome hat too, but this was for Thanksgiving time. This is Bucky Beaver. All right. Now I want to point out something cool about this hat. It's a hat with a beaver wearing a hat with his own face on it.
This is like Inception.
Yes. It's from Bucky's, which is a rest stop chain. I don't know if they're local to Texas, but there's a lot of them in Texas.
I almost feel like that's going right back to Bob Saget and Full House because of Uncle Joey and the
beaver. His little beaver. Well, we could tie this all together.
Oh, wood. Or whatever he used to be like.
I don't remember what his name is, but I do know what you're talking about. Yeah. But I love that hat, so I wanted to show it on the podcast. Oh, and also shout out to Michael who got me this Doom hat for Christmas.
Wow. Bill just gets gifted everything.
My roommate in college, actually, when I was a senior, called me the king of free life because he was like, people just give you stuff for free. And I was like,
including a job on the radio that one time.
Yeah, that would fit the profile. I was, I stopped and I thought about it that, and I was like,
I do get a lot of free
shit. You're right. That is, I can't argue with that. I don't ask for it. I'm not like, I don't like beg for things. I just feel very lucky. Maybe, you know, got to blame it on Jesus. Hashtag blessed.
Gotta blame it on Jesus.
Yeah, in a certain sense. So,
wow.
Well, anyway, thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me just... Next time I'm just going to bring a bag full of crap and be like, here's my show and tell.
This person gave me this. This person gave me a wife.
Spicy. That is.
I actually didn't mean it in that way. But anyway, we're going to end the episode on that note right there. Another new episode is going to be coming very soon. That just got real awkward real quick.
Oh, no, it's all good.
I'll deal, it's fine.
This is bonus content for people who watch the video, by the way.
I know, right?
Oh, hey.